I think I came in just before 5 for a student station manager shift and walked into the lobby there. The Broadcast Services Center was like newly renovated, just completed, ITV and two radio stations. There was a guy named Greg Alvarez on the campus station, KDLX, and then my best friend Bob Hammond was on KXCV and playing classical music, and I went into the FM studio to KXCV and started talking to him about just a few things, and pretty soon he said, "Do you smell smoke?" And I said, "No, I don't think so. It's like something I'd smoked or a cigarette or something." Long story made short, as it became more and more pungent, I walked into some of the other studios in the old sound lock where there were production studios, and I opened up a door, and it smelled even stronger, and I asked Greg Alvarez on KDLX if he smelled it. He did. Then I went to the window that faced out onto the lawn at the ad building, and I saw 5, 10, 15 people looking up near where I was standing, but they looked like they were looking up above me. And so I looked up, like, what are they looking at? And out from under the eaves, there was some smoke. It wasn't, like, billowing or pouring out yet, but it was noticeable. So I went to call campus security, and they had already turned in the alarm. And within, you know, a very short amount of time, Maryville fire units were on the way up. And in the meantime, we started getting people out of the building and taking them down the stairs instead of the elevator. And there weren't a whole lot of students here. I can't remember after 30 years, but there was a handful of students. And we checked all the studios, got them out, I think, kind of like through the east door by the fountain. And then Bob and I went back upstairs to triple-check to make sure nobody was around or any personal belongings, because we just kind of dropped everything and took off and started trying to call some of the administration. And I think I maybe even tried to call a regent. And then the last thing we did, we all closed the big library door for music, where all the LPs and, you know, vinyl was stored for all these, you know, classical shows. And long story made short, by the time we got out and it started some automated programming on a tape for KXCV, we got outside and units were there, and then we all kind of remembered seeing the fire units pull up, and the sod was wet, and they couldn't get the fire unit up close enough to the building, and we just were like in the twilight zone. We couldn't believe what we were watching, and as it became dusk and then dark, the flames coming through the shingles on the ad building, and we went over to one of the high-rise dorms, about four or five of us students, and kind of watched it with this terrible pit in our stomach. Well, we came back over a fairly short time later. I don't know what time it was, but I remember somebody had a car door open and they had KXCV on, and for a very brief time, the tape that we had stuck in to thinking we would come back up there at some point and be able to, you know, get back in after a kind of what we thought might be just a minor inconvenience, we had stuck in a show, like a kind of a Washington Week in Review press conference show from NPR. But at some point in that recording, it started playing Christmas music from the previous Christmas. We had dumped Christmas music onto this automated tape. And for a brief time during the fire, on this really hot night of a tragedy, you could hear Christmas music for a brief time on KXCV before it burned down. And then we ran into Raleigh Stallman, who was a director at the time, and he apparently didn't know that three or four of us were actually out of the building, and he was very relieved, and we felt bad because we had just slipped over to a high rise, and we're watching all this, sipping some beers, honestly. And then I called an area radio station that I started working at in high school before I went to Northwest, and phoned in some news stories to KMA in Shenandoah, and I think a station in St. Joe. The fire went on, and we couldn't believe it. It just totally embroiled the building. And late that night, three or four of us went to St. Joe and picked up some audio equipment from KKJO and some other places. They put the trailer out of the tower, and Michelle Brecky the next morning, who, in my opinion, going back those 30 years, was easily the most talented of all of us there in the building. And Sharon had her on the air that next morning, and there we were for a time until they moved us temporarily into the dorms, and then, of course, the library. But, you know, looking back on it, it's like you could have looked at it like, well, boy, that sure ruined my senior year. But what it showed me was that the state of Missouri and local residents and certainly the administration and Dr. Owens and the faculty hit a grand slam in the way that all could have gone. Sure, it was a bummer, pardon me, for a lot of us that were broadcast students, but, you know, that's kind of what college is about. It's setting you up for a lifetime of dealing with ups and downs. And it all turned out for the best, and now you've got a wonderful program, maybe better than ever still.
Sure. You mentioned turning out for the best, but, you know, at the time, people were watching the flames. It wasn't just the students. I mean, the community came out. What was the sense as it was happening? Was it an emergency? Was it sadness?
You know, I think it was a combination of all that. I remember, you know, because I had just been there for about 3 years and had been on the campus, you know, tons of times because I'm originally from a little town called Blanchard in Iowa, just a few miles away, and, you know, it'd come down to Bearcat games and all sorts of stuff through the years. And so everybody had this, anybody that's in that area, whether you're from Maryville or a student for a number of years, you really, as you know, get a sense of ownership about that campus. And of all buildings, that one, I mean, it was a beautiful building. You spent so many hours there, and to see that, it was sadness, shock. I think disbelief would be the biggest thing that I experienced. Just total disbelief. This can't be happening. Not to mention the fear that you have for people that come out to try and fight the fire. You know, you don't want to see a, you know, fireman or, you know, personnel get hurt. And something like that is very dangerous. And after disbelief, I think, turned to sadness and wondering, you know, then you started getting a little bit more self-interested, like, what's this going to mean? Am I going to graduate this year, this fall, or whatever? And yet, I think the loss in the community and the education community was the greatest sadness by far overall.
But you described the days following then as a home run. How did that mood turn to progress?
Well, yeah, it was funny. I remember seeing all these people, the broadcast, the English, the ag, you know, professors, the faculty, staff, Owens, local people, mayors, members of the city council, governor, all these people touring the campus, and it just looked like people that were on a mission to get this repaired. I was so impressed as a student at the absolute focus that they had when they were walking through the campus, and the communication that was made, the information that was made available to the state, the region, about the fire. Looking back on it, it's funny, in this age of technology and information, which is good, is we didn't have the internet, we didn't have a computer, we didn't have cell phones back then. They did a marvelous job of communicating quickly what had happened, what steps were going to be in place, and how they were going to go about, you know, getting that building back to functionality. I mean, we thought it was going to be leveled. We thought, well, they're going to have to bulldoze it down, and lo and behold, they were able to structurally maintain that. But yeah, all the politicians, all the staff, management, faculty, everybody just, I thought, did a marvelous job. And over the years, the older I've gotten, I'll be 52 in October, over the years, it's just looking back on it, it was very impressive how they handled all that, I thought.
Sure. It's become such a part of Northwest history, Maryville community history. And even today, the effects are felt. You know, they remodeled an academic hall. They started a new library. because of and a new theater because the old theater burned. Do you think there was also a cultural shift that this created among the campus community and in Maryville community?
Well, you know, it's a great question. You know, the last time I drove through the campus was actually, not even a year ago, because I just don't get back as often as I would like to, and never really did, because the career took me, you know, quite a few places, and that's no excuse. Would have liked to have come back more, but driving through, it's like, you know, it's the prototypical story of literally, you know, the Phoenix rising from the ashes, because I wouldn't want to put forth the theory that fire made the campus better. I mean, that was something you would still rather not have had happen, no misunderstanding about it. But because of the way that it was done and the attention and the respect that it drew to the Northwest campus, I think that it actually did, in some unexpected, unintended ways, help make it an even better university because of the people that were and are still there.
Dwight, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Telling us about it.
I haven't told this, you know, my experience a lot over the years because, you know, I moved away. I was in Virginia for a while and, you know, been in Nebraska since 83, and you don't run into many people that were there when all this happened, or even really in the aftermath of it. But it was a terrible night, and we were flat out scared. But I'm just glad that it turned out the way that it did, and hope that all the students at Northwest appreciate the beauty of that campus and the people that are there, and the town itself, the area, because I miss it.